Sign up for the SD Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog. Go to www.sdexpo.com.
Hi, I'm John Erickson for Dr. Dobbs Journal. We're here today with Medilec CEO Guy Hoffman. Welcome, Guy.
Thank you.
Guy, what is impact analysis and dependency mapping?
Dependency mapping is the ability to understand whether logic in one application or database is dependent upon or referenced by logic in another application or database. For example, if you're going to change a Java application and you're looking at modifying a particular class or method, you can determine whether they are being referenced by any logic in any other application or whether it's referencing any other logic, whether it's written in Java or other languages. Alternatively, if a database schema is being changed, dependency mapping enumerates all of the logic that references that database across applications and technologies. For example, if an ASP page calls a Java method through a COM wrapper that in turn calls a procedure that updates a database column, dependency mapping are going to show you all of these relationships or dependencies. Impact analysis, on the other hand, summarizes the impact of all of the changes that were actually made to a program or database schema. So in other words, once you've completed your changes to an application or database, you can compare the prior version to the current version and obtain a summary of the impact of all of the changes actually made to the code or schema.
Well, why is this important to software development?
Well, it's important to software development on several levels. First, prior to undertaking any development effort, development teams can gain insights into the order of magnitude of the task at hand as well as the skill sets required. Often what appears to be a fairly benign change at the outset of a project can have extenuating repercussions causing delays and challenges across the board. And so by understanding all of the dependencies of a particular application or database, you can determine the resources, the skill sets, the time frames required more accurately. Secondly, as developers are actually developing or modifying code, they can view upstream and downstream dependencies in real time. While this is fairly simple if you're working in a homogeneous or siloed environment, it's something altogether different when multiple applications and databases are involved. And so if you're working in just one language, your IDE might be sufficient if you've loaded all of your files into your project. But if you haven't, or there are dependencies from applications written in other languages, I hope you like what you're doing because you're going to see it again and again and again until you've seen it so many times you can see it in your sleep. Finally, according to Gartner, 40% of business disruptions are caused by application change management. And so by understanding the impacts of the changes made to the code before the release is rolled out to production, you minimize the risk and cost of business disruptions. And so dependency mapping and impact analysis is important to software development to accelerate cycle times and minimize the risk and cost of business disruptions related to release cycles.
Well, what's the most difficult part of implementing these features?
Well, you know, in most enterprises, the business-critical applications, those that run the business, consist of software that has been assembled by different developers over extended periods of time without effective control over dependencies that are created by the different pieces. And so unless you're intimately familiar with all of the applications in your environment or dependent upon one another or your applications are perfectly documented, it's very hard to know if a piece of logic that you're about to change is referenced by another piece of logic. Often developers are dealing with code that's either been written by others or written by them so long ago they can barely remember what they were thinking of or wish they could forget. Manually walking the code is challenging enough when you're dealing with a single application in a single language, but when you're looking across languages or even within a single language with multi-hop dependencies or high rates of recursion, it's really tough to understand with a high degree of confidence that you know all of the dependencies on the code you're about to change. So the bottom line is that this is something developers have been doing for years. It's simply a question of whether it can be done faster, better, cheaper by software. And so I'd leave you with this. For years and years, the world existed perfectly fine with libraries and card catalogs and microfilm, et cetera. But with the advent of the web and Google, we're able to accomplish the same thing with a whole lot less effort and arguably more thoroughly. So dependency mapping and impact analysis follows the same paradigm. It doesn't represent anything that isn't being done today. It just brings a magnitude of order of improvement to the process.
Well, is there a website that listeners can go to for more information?
There is. It's medilec.com, www.metallec.com.
Thank you for joining us, Guy.
Thank you.
For Dr. Dobbs Journal, this is John Erickson.
Sign up for the SD Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog. Go to www.sdexpo.com.